Blog Talk Radio.
Good after morning. This is Average Joe for Average Joe Radio. Man, this is the first time we've done the show at 4:30. If you saw my promo video, I decided kind of at the last minute today to go on early, just because of everything that's going on with Mother's Day. And this is the Mother's Day special. We had a Father's Day special way back when last year, but this is the first time since we've been doing Average Joe that Mother's Day's come along, so how could I not do a Mother's Day special? This day in history, exactly 1 year ago, it was Mother's Day. That was a little joke. I was just trying to give you all time to laugh. If you hadn't laughed yet, you can go ahead and do it right now. So one, two, three, laugh. Okay, I can't hear you. Maybe you need to call in and laugh. this day in history, actually, and we will obviously get into Mother's Day here shortly. 1932, this day in history, Charles Lindbergh, his baby was kidnapped, and this day the baby's body was found, because the baby was actually murdered. The body of aviation hero Charles Lindbergh's baby is found on this day in 1932, more than 2 months after he was kidnapped from his family's Hopewell, New Jersey mansion. Lindbergh, who became the first worldwide celebrity, that's why it's not good to read, 5 years earlier, when he flew the Spirit of St. Louis across the Atlantic, and his wife Anne discovered a ransom note in their 20-month-old child's empty room on March the 1st. The kidnapper had used a ladder to climb up to the open second-floor window and had left muddy footprints in the room. The ransom note demanded $50,000 in barely literate English, or I should say barely literate English. The crime captured the attention of the entire nation. The Lindbergh family was inundated by offers of assistance and false clues. Even Al Capone offered his help from prison, though it, of course, was conditioned on his release. For 3 days, investigators had found nothing, and there was no further word from the kidnappers. Then a new letter showed up, this time demanding $70,000. It wasn't until April 2nd that the kidnappers gave instructions for dropping off the money. When the money was finally delivered, the kidnappers indicated that little baby Charles was on a boat called Nellie off the coast of Massachusetts. However, after an exhaustive search of every port, there was no sign of either the boat nor the child. On May 12th, a renewed search of the area near the Lindbergh mansion turned up the baby's body. He had been killed the night of the kidnapping and was found less than a mile from the home. The heartbroken Lindberghs ended up donating the home to charity and moved away. The kidnapping looked like it would go unsolved until September 1934, when a marked bill from the ransom turned up. Suspicious of the driver who had given it to him, the gas station attendant who had accepted the bill wrote down his license plate number. It was tracked back to a German immigrant, Bruno Hauptmann. When his family was searched, detectives found $13,000 of the Lindbergh ransom money. Hauptmann claimed that a friend had given him the money to hold and that he had no connection to the crime. The resulting trial, again, was a national sensation. Famous writers Damon Runyon and Walter Winchell covered the trial. The prosecution's case was not particularly strong. The main evidence, apart from the money, was testimony from the handwriting experts that the ransom note had been written by Hauptmann and his connection with the type of wood that was used to make the ladder. Still, the evidence and intense public pressure was enough to convict Hauptmann. In April 1935, he was executed in the electric chair. Interesting, kidnapping was made a federal crime in the aftermath of this high-profile crime. So, There's my first so for the broadcast. Mother's Day, that's what it is. What would we do without them? Well, for one thing, we wouldn't be here. That's just kind of the way biology works. I am totally shooting from the hip today. I am just speaking from the heart. I may have done the same thing when we did the Father's Day special. I was always real close with my dad, and I've always been close to my mom as well. I've been very lucky. I had two loving parents that, were together till death them did part, and my father died back in 13, and my mom is still living and still doing well, and I thank God for her. A little history on Mother's Day before we get into the personal connection. And by the way, the call in number is 914-219-0884. Feel free to call in at any time if you want to talk about your mom, or just a shout out to your mom or any other mothers, or your wife if she's a great mother. I did not mention an album of the week because the album of the week is, there's no album of the week. So we just don't have an album of the week this week. I don't just go throwing out albums of the week just because, you know, it's supposed to have an album of the week. It has to mean something. So there's your second so. Well, third so. No, dang it. Every time I say it, I'm adding a so. So back to the subject at hand, Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a holiday honoring motherhood that is observed in different forms throughout the world. In the United States, Mother's Day 2019 occurs today, May 12th. The American incarnation of Mother's Day was created by Anna Jarvis in 1908 and became an official U.S. holiday in 1914. Jarvis would later denounce the holiday's commercialization and spent the latter part of her life trying to remove it from the calendar. While dates and celebrations varies, Mother's Day traditionally involves presenting mom with flowers, cards, and other gifts. Had to turn on my ceiling fan. It's getting a little warm in here. I'm with Anna on that, on commercialization, not just of Mother's Day, but just basically every other holiday that we have. Regardless of the founding of these holidays and the traditions that go with them, a lot of them are surrounded by businesses and how they can make a buck, just like you do. The traditionally involves giving mom flowers, cards, and other gifts. So, you know, typically around Mother's Day and Valentine's Day, what happens to the price of flowers, especially roses? I mean, especially on Valentine's Day, roses, wow. I get supply and demand and all that, but you know, I think there's a point where, people are taken advantage of just because, you know, that's just what happens. And I'm all about capitalism. I believe that's what's made this country as strong as it is and the strongest economical country in history because of capitalism and free economy. With that said, I don't believe in taking advantage of people. But, you know, business is business, and people are going to do what they want. It's kind of it's the nature of the beast, as it were. My mom, and again, call in and tell me about your mom, 914-219-0884. I go by my own personal life experience, and just so happens I have a mom, a mother. If you have a mother, you should call me. I'd love to hear from you. My mother has always been pretty non-materialistic. As a matter of fact, for this Mother's Day. Typically, traditionally, I have in the last few years anyway, I've bought her like a corsage to wear to church, you know, because there's been kind of a Southern tradition, especially when I was a kid, not so much anymore, where on Mother's Day you wore to church, you wore either a red carnation or rose or a white carnation or rose. The red one is if your mother is living, and the white one is if your mother's not living. And so I bought her I guess it was a white rose. Anyway, her and actually bought Above Average Joe the same thing for them to have. And, you know, take them out to dinner or do something like that. But my mom had said this year beforehand, she didn't give us enough heads up because Above Average Joe had already bought her a gift. And but my mother said for this Mother's Day, instead of buying me something, just help me paint my bathroom or paint my bathroom. She would buy the paint. She wanted me to do the painting. So and she's always been like that. She just, you know, she's like, just spend time with me, you know. And the funny thing is, since my dad has been gone, my brother, he lives in the next town over, or over in Charlotte, and he'll come, and instead of us going out to eat and fighting the crowd because everybody else is taking their mother out on Mother's Day for Sunday dinner, Mom actually prepares a simple meal for us, and she just wants us to spend time with her, and she enjoys, you know, she gets the word that she used today was joy, just for preparing food for my brother and I and whoever else wants to join us. And because my Above Average Joe, she went out to eat dinner or eat lunch with our daughters. They took her out, and so it's just my brother and I, my mom, and so she finds great joy in just having us there and feeding us, because she knows I'll eat just about anything. I must give my mother a lot of joy, because I do like to eat, and there's very little that she's ever prepared that I didn't want to eat. So, and I'm glad. I'm happy to be of service. You know, if you want me to eat, if that's what makes you happy, then let me, let me sit down, give me a fork and a napkin, and let's go to town. 914-219-0884. We've been doing these shows now for, let's see, the first show was actually January, February, March, April, May, June the 3rd. So we've been doing it almost a year. This next month will be 1 year. And the third show we did on the 17th of June was the Father's Day special. So we were early in on doing the Father's Day special. But my mom has listened to every single show I've done. She's not that technically savvy, so she doesn't drive a computer. So what I do is every night, usually on Sunday nights, not too long after the show, I'll take my phone downstairs. She lives in an apartment with us downstairs, and I'll let her listen to the archive of the show. And she just, because she's been one of my encouragers. I have talked about being in radio for most of my life, and she knows that I kind of have the gift of gab, and that she always thought I would be good at it. Now, how good I'm at it, I don't know. I'm still learning and still, you know, progressing. But now that I've got almost a year's experience under my belt, I think I have improved, but that's not what this show is about. I'm not here to toot my own horn. I'm talking about my mom. My point is, she's always encouraged me in whatever I do. And to tell you the kind of mom I have, I know that if nothing else, there's at least one person that's going to pray for me every day, and that's my mom. And my mom my mom has told me that, but actually my dad was the first one to tell me because he witnessed it, you know. He knew that she was going to pray for me, and he prayed for me too, but he knew, he pointed out to me, he said, you know, you don't have to worry about not having somebody that's got your back because your mother is always going to be behind you, and she's always going to be praying for you and supporting you, and he did too, but I mean, how can you have a bad day when you know that, when you know that somebody is going to pray for you that day? If you're in the preaching business, there might be a sermon there. No extra charge on that there, preachers, any of you happen to be listening. So she's always been an encourager to me. She's always tried to see my point of view about things. I try to be as honest as I can with my mother. You know, there's a lot of things that I would rather not be honest about because, you know, I've done some things and say some things and things that she may not approve of, especially when I was a kid. So I try to be honest with her. I don't just, you know, rub her face in things that I know she wouldn't be happy about. But most things that are in the past, and, you know, we did it. We are not perfect, and let's move on. You know, stop checking the rearview mirror. Now, it's important to remember what you learned in the past, but we're moving on, you know, to the future, so there's no sense in dwelling on that. And I think that's the way she sees things. But I'm glad that I can be honest with her. Some things I avoid telling her about for a while if it's something that might be something that may either she doesn't approve of or I don't know. Anyway, Mom came up hard. You've probably heard me talk about the history when I was talking about how we're spoiled, I think was actually maybe last episode. You know, she grew up poor, and I think that's one reason she's as thrifty as she is. She's been a very good steward of her resources. Her nor my dad ever made a lot of money, but we always had plenty of good food to eat, and we always had a roof over our head and electricity and clothes and everything we needed, and the good Lord provided. But she took what her and my dad, she was an accountant by trade, and she was very good at managing the money, what money they did have, and making the most out of it. And they've lived, you know, they don't live high on the hog, never have. But, you know, she started out where she don't even know where, how they even ate, had anything to eat when she was a kid to, you know, she still eats very simple meals. Most of the time she'll prepare her own food, and a lot of times it won't even be any meat. It'll just be some potatoes and some beans and some biscuits and, you know, when the garden's going, some tomatoes and squash and things like that. She's always been that way, and always enjoyed fresh vegetables. I mean, I guess that's where I got it from. I never had it that hard, not anywhere near as my mom. But I'd love to hear from you, 914-219-0884. Call in, tell me about your mom. I'd like to hear about your mom. If you got any stories or just want to shout out and tell her how much you love her. I know I love my mom. I was just thinking about the show here, and this is coming up on a year. This is the 52nd episode. No, 51st episode. The first show we did, I'm going to kind of veer off the mother thing here, because I do want you to call in though and tell me about your mother. But while we're kind of waiting on that, we got plenty of time, so don't worry about that. We've still got over 10 minutes left. The first show we did was called Why Radio. So basically just talked about why I was into radio and why I wanted to start a show, something that I'd always wanted to do. The next show we did was about camping and RVing. If most of you know that, Above Average Joe and I like to go camping, we have a big fifth-wheel trailer we like to go. And then, like I was saying before, we did the Father's Day special. We did a cars and trucks show. We did a movie show. We did a music show, television history, and my personal favorites. That was a good one. Collectibles, vacation and travel, U.S. veterans organizations, road warriors, the paranormal, reality and human perception, time, food, my favorite food, recipes and restaurants. You know, and the reason I mean, you won't find a show that has more versatility so far as topics and subject matter. One of my promotion lines when I first started doing the show, I always said, I don't know much about anything, but I know a little bit about a lot of things. So I'm not really an expert in anything, but I know a little. I'm pretty diverse. I know. Like I say, a little bit about a lot of things. Let's see, we did one about water, conspiracy theories, customer service. Above Average Joe got involved in that one. Open line, we did technology. One of my good friends, Gabe Demiglio, got in on that one. Homesteading, we did a work, career, and job show. Cut the Cord, that was about getting away from cable TV. And then we did a Veterans Day special, and that was probably on Veterans Day, is my guess, being that it was a Veterans Day special. Let's see, we did an open line, which was kind of, a mixed bag. We did a Thanksgiving special. We did a U.S. Presidents. We did a sequel to U.S. Presidents, I guess, because there's been so many of them. We did a weather, events, and culture. We did one on comedy. We did on, reflect on 2018, end of the year special. We did one on resolutions. It was called You Say You Have a Resolution. We did one on inspiration, buying cars and trucks. We did It Is Rocket Science. We were talking about the space program. We did a sequel to that, It Is Rocket Science 2. We did This Also Is Rocket Science. That's the first time we did a trilogy. You know, I could talk about space program, you know, for as long as you wanted to talk about it. I love talking about that. Integration and presentation technology is kind of based on what I do for a living. Capital punishment, death penalty. Misinformation, that was kind of a poking you guys and anybody else that likes to get their news from Facebook or from a designated TV news, you know, extremely conservative or extremely liberal news sources instead of trying to get the facts. Ripples of events, we did that. That was just a thought-provoking topic. Friendship. In sickness and in health, that was about marriage. Mixed bag, kind of an open line. We did one on electric vehicles. We did one on domesticated animals. We did one on then and now. That was the one where I was telling you about how things were different as far as then and now, the lifestyle. Business is business. We did one on business, just business in general and then the types of business that me, Average Joe, have tried to delve into. So that gives you an idea of what we've done over the last year. So if you don't know what Average Joe is about, if this is your first time listening by any chance, we've still got some time, 914-219-0884. My email address is averagejo@carolina.rr.com. If you want to email comments or questions or ideas on subtopic matters, ideas. And also I have, we've been doing the album of the month. I would like, nominations for album of the month. If you just whatever you like, send it in, let me know what you want, make your nomination. Last month, Ted Andrews, he was the one that won from Whitby, Ontario, won Album of the Month last month. But feel free to email that in. And then always, of course, you can call in 914-219-0884. You know, this is one day that even though I'm talking about something that I'm very passionate about, it's one day that I hope you're not listening live because I hope you're spending time with your family right now. Unless you have your family gathered around the computer and you're listening to Average Joe like you did back in the day when everybody listened to the Lone Ranger. Hi-o, Average Joe! You and your mom could be listening to Average Joe right now. So anyway, my point is I hope you're spending time with your mom if your mom is still alive. And if you're not, then maybe spending time with your kid's mom or, you know, if you are your kid's mom, spending time with your kids and or your husband or a significant other. Got about 3.5 minutes here. I could go on and on and on and on about my mother, and I couldn't ask for a better mother. If there was any, if she is flawed. I mean, she's human, but she, I can't say anything bad about her. I really can't. Because I know everything she does, even if she gets on my nerves sometimes, it's because she has my best interest at heart. And so I know that even if it's something I may not agree with her with at the time or ever, she always has my best interest, her, my brother, my above average Joe. She just wants us to have a good life, and you know, she's just trying to pass along some of that wisdom. And how can you say anything bad about that, you know, and with those type of intentions. I've always been, early in my life, I was, there was a lot of times I was financially irresponsible and got myself into a bind, and that happens a lot in these great United States and probably many other places in the world. You know, so she still tries to advise me in that area a little bit, and I take her advice most of the time. You know, I try to be practically frugal, but still, you know, I kind of live in the moment as much as I can, because none of us are guaranteed tomorrow, and I don't want to be stupid and totally ignore future self. But I do want to. I don't assume that there's going to be a future self, and so, you know, what we have now is what we have, and we should live and enjoy life. Next week, we should be back at our regular time. I don't know of anything coming up right now that should interfere, but I'll keep you updated on Facebook and, you know, look for the Average Joe Radio Facebook page. There's links to it from my regular personal Facebook page. And like I said, you can always email me if you need information about how to listen to Average Joe. I just want, I'm at a loss for words. I'm perplexed. Talk amongst yourselves. Man, I really am at a loss for words. I've never done this before. Well, maybe I have. I appreciate everybody listening today. Like I said, I hope you're not listening But if you are, great. Thank you. And I hope you're listening with your mom. Tell your mom you love her today, by the way, if you haven't. And give her a hug. And tell her Average Joe says hey. We'll see you guys next time.